coming to you from deep underground in the conservative bunker of free thought. America taking back America right now. Savage.
Savage.
I used to actually work on that show. That's not true. I worked with the guys who worked on that show. That was one I didn't personally work on, but I sat in with them and... I can tell you funny stories. 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Matt Coughlin is the airport director for the Pensacola International Airport. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
You happy? We played your music?
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks.
I had Steve Miller queued up.
But. No way. An old pilot guy likes metal. That's amazing. Never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Hey, first things first, let's just want to address this. Last night, the big red sky, you didn't make that happen, right? That's not your fault? Nothing to connect to the airport, right?
No, it had nothing to do with us, but it was pretty beautiful, huh?
I bet you had amazing shots from that last night. Yeah, no, that was great. Let's talk about the parking. The mayor announced it yesterday. It's open as of this morning, right? The tip-in lot with 345 spaces or something?
Yeah, it's 434.
Oh, my numbers are wrong. Sorry.
So, yeah, I drove by it this morning. There's not a car in there, which is good. just like everything over here, it can change in a heartbeat. So I think as we go into next week, we'll be probably filling it up. So, it was a quick project that we did. We partnered with FDOT, which my hat's off to them because it was a $4.5 million project, and they kicked in half, which helped out a huge amount. And then also, I want to thank internal to the city, Amy Tootle and Brad Highnote over there. They actually did the design for it. So they whipped up the design. We went out to C.W. Roberts. They constructed it. We incentivized it to get it done before the holidays. So here we are. It's up and running, and it's state-of-the-art, and we're happy to have it. We need it.
I remember the mayor saying, we probably wouldn't start it if we couldn't get it done by the holidays, and I think all of us were like, let's hope, because at least we had the grassy knoll before, and now we've got the asphalt knoll. I don't know if you say that, but we've now got and it's what, $2 an hour, $9 maximum for a day and a shuttle? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. So,
and charging stations. Well, you got 12, is that right, charging stations?
14.
14,
and,
okay.
And that's good, too, because there's really no requirement for that. But, just with the amount of electric vehicles out there, we like to have that service, too. So,
One of the things the mayor said yesterday is, and I talked about this earlier on the show, and he said that, it was up cargo traffic. And we know that people are always up. Like, we're more people all the time, always expanding. That's why we're working on that new terminal. But he made the comment that cargo freight was actually up. And I think he said a number, it was 135%. And I assume he meant 35%. It's not up 100. It's not like 2.5 times normal, is it?
It is. And, that's a month-to-month snapshot from the same month last year. But what I've noticed over the last several months, cargo is pretty much flatlined coming out of the pandemic. But over the last few months, it's increased, and it keeps increasing. So the year prior, we were actually negative, 1 or 2% for the whole year. But this last year, we just broke out above that. And then looking at the last few months, it's really kicking up. So we're going to dig a little deeper. UPS is our mainline cargo carrier here. So I don't know if something's going on with them, but we're going to check it out. But
okay.
That's all good news.
That's revenue.
Get revenue from
that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good for the airport.
Now, do they – I don't even know how this works. Does that mean more flights coming in, more, weight on the flights? How do we make our money from them? I just don't even know any of that stuff.
Basically, we get we'll get revenue from basically the weight coming in, and then additionally, we also get revenue from the facilities they use, their ramp area, the buildings they use. We get rent for that, so that's where we get our income from. That
okay, so that really is a lot of extra revenue for us. I mean, yeah, I'm just curious.
Sure,
if they're at double or more than double, what does that mean dollars wise? Is that $1 million? Is that $5 million? Is that $200,000? I don't even know. Ballpark. like what that means.
It's not that. I mean, it's not that much, but it does play into the portfolio. It's under $1 million for sure, but they all add up, you know.
Right.
Same with the airlines. You know, it all adds up and ends up in the whole bucket of revenue here.
We're talking to Matt Coughlin. He is the airport director for the Pensacola International Airport. Matt, hang on for just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, there's a couple areas of town we are looking at right now. This is going to be I-10 eastbound over the Escambia Bay. We have a ladder. It's an aluminum ladder way off in the right lane. Shouldn't cause any problems. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We still have some slowdown from an earlier accident. North 9th Avenue and East Olive Road. We have a crash with roadblock there. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know about it. 437-1620, this traffic report brought to you by the Watson Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Matt Coughlin, the airport director. Parking, I assume we're going to have the Devil's Triangle grass lot open for the holidays as needed with a shuttle. I figure again.
That'll be as needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can open that in a heartbeat. So that's not, you know, no problem opening that should we need it.
And where are we at right now in terms of the new terminal? Still early phases, but we've got more money recently, right?
We did. We just got some more. We received about $4 million from the federal government, FAA, through their airport terminal program. We have one more year or one more stab at that money next year, which the good news is they've turned the faucet on. So that's going to bode well for us next year with more money. But basically where we're at with the program is we're in design currently. We expect to be at least 30% by March, April, and we expect to put a shovel in the ground starting next July.
Oh, that's
so
okay.
Yeah, so the project's kind of split up into two, and we're going to focus first on the security checkpoint and then in the baggage handling system. A lot of work needs to be done on that part of the current terminal. We have to build a second floor to build access to the new concourse, which is as you come into the airport, it's going to be on the right side there. And that'll be the second phase, basically, of the project. But we got to start right in the middle there, right where the checkpoint is, and expand that out first.
How is the, I call it the Get Smart Hall of Permission. How is the exit lane working? I loved it when I used it. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's the throughput on that thing's amazing. So we'll never exceed that throughput. And we do have the options with it being shrunk down now. We can actually add another one, no problem. They're very small, and you've seen them. You just walk right through them. Very effective. You cannot turn around in those things and try to get back into the sterile area.
Yeah, it's super effective.
It's just, they're great tools, yeah. So we're glad to have those on board.
Spirit Airlines has, what, declared bankruptcy, but they still operate with us. Are they all paid up? Is that affecting anything that would matter to us?
No impact at all right now. So when we look at them, you know, we go through our air service development contractors or whatever and get the science behind it, the business science and whatnot, but they're all paid up. They're doing very well here. If you look at all their markets, Pensacola is actually one of their probably top third based on percentage. So today, not worried about it. You know, that can change, obviously, as time goes on, but they're a valued partner here, and we're happy to have them.
Hey, I got a question here from a listener. Says, did you put in any pervious surface when you built the new parking lot, because that area gets rainfall and flooding, you know, downstream kind of from there, or is it just, you know, asphalt or whatever? Did you guys do anything like that?
Great question. We have a stormwater facility there. We don't have impervious, but we, as part of the design, we obviously designed. And when I drove by yesterday with the rains, I actually took a look at it. It was running off right into the little stormwater. As you drive by, you'll see a little stormwater pond right there, and that was built with that in mind.
Oh, okay, great. No, yesterday would have been a great test case, so if it worked well yesterday, it'll always work well under reasonable circumstances. Last thing, I know you guys are always doing all kinds of work inside the fence, taxiways, runways, very expensive work to keep those things in proper shape, especially if you're landing heavier planes all the time with the cargo. How is the ongoing maintenance and, you know, just upkeep of the facility going?
It's going well. We have a lot of projects ahead of us. Our east-west runway, we're going to completely rehabilitate. That's in design right now, and we should be doing that here in the coming year. That runway will actually be closed for a while. That's a $20 million project, just that one project. So, I mean, if you think about it, everything that happens in inside the fence is drastically more expensive, a lot more work, a lot more planning and design behind it. We have, if you're over on May Garden Road right now, you'll see it. We're building a new general aviation ramp over there next to the Customs and Border Protection. That's being built right now. So there's always, like you said, a lot of upkeep on the airfield, taxiways. That's a lot of concrete and asphalt out there, and it has to be maintained. There's a lot of electrical systems, airfield systems. So, you know, most of our stuff that gets the attention is the public facing, but there's a whole host of stuff taking place inside the fence line.
And just to, that $20 million, I assume, is not just out of pocket for the city of Pensacola. We got grants, federal money, state money, I assume, for all that, right?
Yeah, that's a vast majority, exactly. And Perfect. Then, you know, we'll do matching funds, which are a small percentage of that.
Very good. Matt Coughlin, he is the director of the Pensacola International Airport, sometimes intergalactic. Matt, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate talking to you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew. You have a great day.
You bet. 822 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you're already in Medicare in some fashion, you want to make a change to your plan, hey, Ricky Stewart, she can take care of you. Her whole family does insurance. I have known her as long as we've lived here. She's great. She's one of my favorite people. She just is. And she does this one part, like helps people with Medicare. So if you have questions about supplement or prescription drugs or Advantage or Medicaid, like, does that apply to you? What is that even? Can you explain the difference? Like, a lot of people don't know the difference, and that's okay. You don't have to, because she does. Just give her a call, talk to her. She's great to work with. She'll explain it all. It's very simple, but if you have questions, it can be confusing. 341-2185, 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Florida Blue and Egg Fest Pensacola invite you to a healthy grilling celebration Friday, November 22nd, 11:30 to 2 at the local Florida Blue Center at 1680 Airport Boulevard. Meet the Florida Blue healthcare team and enjoy watching the expert chefs at work. Open enrollment has started, and choosing the right health plan is simple. When you work with Pensacola's Florida Blue Center, find your health solution at Airport and 9th.
All supplies last. Event attendance is required. Parent or guardian must be present with children. Policies and limitations and exclusions. La Crosse Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated, DBA Florida Blue.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered by tuning in today at 9:30 as Chad Piku from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
I take it you're a feminist.
Ma'am, I've been called a lot of things before, never been saddled with that one.
Oh. Sounds like Rolling Stones, but it's not one I know. That's right, Terrifying is the name of the song. It's a newer one. 826 on newer, I mean, it's probably 20 years old, but whatever. 826 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm so old. Jake, like, I think of Steel Wheels as being like new music from the Rolling Stones. It was only made 40 years ago. So Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 westbound, starting at exit 5. We have an accident there from earlier that is causing a lot of backup. If you can avoid I-10 westbound going from exit 5 on, it's backed up past exit 8 right now. If there's any way you can avoid that area, please do. Also, I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, got a problem there as well. So I-10 is the problem this morning. North 9th Avenue at East Olive Road, we have a crash with roadblock there still being cleared up. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. Let's see here. We've been talking about these CSX railroad improvements. We do have some closures. Archer, El Camino, and Eden Lane are all closed this morning off of Highway 29 in Cantonment for those railroad improvements. Woodbury Circle is closed, but there is a workaround there. And we're taking a look at Beck's Lake Road today. That might close as well. If you see any of those closing, if you have any updates of that, let us please know. 437-1620 is our traffic tip line. Executive Landscaping, call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. That song's 34 years old. That song is 34 from my graduation day in high school, 1989. Mm-hmm. That's that new music from the Rolling Stones. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
Well, lawmakers in Texas are hoping that once President-elect Trump takes office, he might pay them back for some of what they've spent on border security the last 4 years.
Send a bill to the feds. See if they'll refund you. They'll compensate us for what we spent.
Now, that is Texas State Senator Jose Menendez. He says the state spent $10 billion on their Operation Lone Star. Lawmakers are hoping they can get some of that back and put it into their education system. TV's Dr. Oz is being chosen by President Trump to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They oversee Medicare, Medicaid, Children's Health Insurance Program, and healthcare.gov. Trump said Oz has been at the forefront of healthy living for decades. He'll work alongside Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, we didn't get into that one with Rick Scott, but that's another one where I'm like, huh? But he's actually got a pretty impressive bio. I mean, aside from him from TV, he's not just a TV guy, you know, so.
I think there's a lot of people who are fairly known for what they did on TV, but, you know.
Really have
chops
underneath
all
that.
They've really got some skill. Right, absolutely. Yeah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now offering a $5 million reward for each hostage freed from their captors in Gaza. He said anybody who helps free Israeli hostages from Hamas will be given passage out of the Gaza Strip. He made that announcement yesterday. They estimate there's still about 100 people being held captive.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And, you know, people who have, you know, personality, presence, they can go on TV and, you know, they're going to say interesting things. And, you know, for goodness sakes, you're not going to put Stephen Miller on TV very much, I wouldn't think. I mean, capable guy, but... keep him off the TV if you can. 829 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, yeah, did you see the sky last night? It was amazing. It was just kind of weird. It was after the rain, and lots of people putting videos up of their problem rain areas because it was big rain yesterday. It was something like 3 to 4 inches it turned out to be. But I happened to glance out the window. I'm like, looks weird out there. And I went out and looked, and sure enough, it was weird out there. It was like the Martian invasion was coming. It was bizarre times last night. Beautiful. Beautiful red sky last night. Pink
sailor's delight.
Yeah, it turned out. I mean, today is, you know, perfect, which is, you know, kind of the way that's supposed to work. I have a giveaway. I have not done this yet today. FSU versus, do I have one to say? I do. Charleston Southern. So if you want to go watch FSU Seminoles take on Charleston Southern this Saturday at the Doak, I've got two tickets for you. Dial fast. Beat out all the other people who want FSU tickets. Caller number 1-437-1620.
News. News. I'm Therese Crowley. Another Trump cabinet pick, former WWE executive Linda McMahon for education secretary to make U.S. education number one again, but likely to dismantle the department and turn power back to the states. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance escorting some of the more controversial Trump nominees, introducing senators to former Congressman Matt Gaetz for attorney general, former Fox host and veteran Pete Hegseth for defense secretary. While Democrats are trying to confirm as many Biden-appointed judges as possible to pack the courts, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox.
There are a handful of Democratic judicial nominees that two Democrats or more will vote against, but we all got to show up.
Vice President Kamala Harris was hanging around to break any Senate tie if needed for Democrats to get more judges, but finally took off for Kona, Hawaii, a week-long vacation on the Big Island. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 65. Right now, it is mostly clear and a beautiful morning in Pensacola. Big announcement today from State Representative Michelle Salzman.
I filed to run for Congressional District 1.
And, of course, that comes after Congressman Matt Gaetz's resignation from Congress last week. He was nominated to be President-elect Trump's U.S. Attorney General. Salzman says she contacted both the governor's office and President Trump's campaign before making her decision to file in that race. Florida now has to hold a special election to fill Gaetz's vacancy. The House Speaker is hoping to have that done by early January. The passenger count at the Pensacola airport is up again. Mayor D.C. Reeves giving an update at his morning press conference yesterday. He said the passenger count was up 15% year over year from October. But it's not just people going through the airport. He says there's a whole lot of cargo moving through the Pensacola airport as well.
We've had the strongest cargo month this past October since the pandemic, and it's up 139% compared to October 23. So nearly 2 million pounds over last year of cargo coming through Pensacola International as well. So not only on the passenger side, but on the cargo side as well.
And Reeves says that the new airport parking lot on Tippin Avenue is also open to the public as of today, just in time for the holiday travel season. That lot features another 434 spaces, lighting, and even has a few electric charging stations. That'll cost $2 an hour with a maximum of $9 per day to park. Testimony began yesterday in the murder trial for Sheila Agee, the mother of Home Depot shooter Keith Agee. Sheila's accused of helping Keith plan and execute the murder of 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. Prosecutors say text messages show that Sheila and Keith had texted back and forth. They believe she helped him plan the shooting. Text messages and surveillance footage were shown to the jury yesterday. They also heard from 17 witnesses. Testimony in that trial resumes this morning. The Eglin Air Force Base Veterans Job Fair is happening tomorrow. And that'll be at the Destin Ford Walton Beach Convention Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Over 35 companies will be there offering employment opportunities and actively hiring veterans. Registration for that is free and available to all transitioning military, veterans, military spouses, and dependents. Over a dozen migrants are in custody after coming ashore in Broward County yesterday. They were found yesterday morning after their boat arrived in Pompano Beach. Federal officials say 13 of the migrants were from Ecuador, 5 were from China. More than 30 state attorneys general are joining a national effort to increase federal online protections for kids. The bipartisan coalition is wanting Congress to pass the Bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act before the end of the year. The group says that lawmakers need to address the growing crisis of youth mental health linked to social media use. A letter was recently sent to Congress to highlight several ways to enhance online safety, including providing parents with tools to identify harmful behavior and requiring platforms to enable their own protections. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, I-10 is the story this morning. I-10 westbound starting around exit 5. We have an accident causing backup there. And I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile. We have a really a bad situation there with a semi-truck that has flipped over. That is going to cause some really, really bad slowdowns and headaches this morning. I-10 eastbound. So if you can stay away from I-10 around Pensacola this morning and take side streets, please do that. North 9th Avenue and East Olive Road, we're still clearing up a crash with roadblock there. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. We have been talking about these CSX railroad closings in Cantonment on Highway 29. We do have confirmed reports of Archer, El Camino, Eden Lane. They are closed. Woodbury Circle is also closed, but there is a workaround on that one. And we're looking at Beck's Lake Road to close as well. This traffic report is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have some sunny skies today with a nice little breeze. High near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45. 5 degrees. Much cooler for that Thursday, waking up nice and chilly, high near 63 degrees Thursday afternoon. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 45. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 65, clear skies, beautiful morning in Pensacola. Your money now this morning. No big changes in the market here at the opening bell. The Dow right now is down 14 points at 43,254. The S&P down just under 12 points now at 59.05. The NASDAQ is down 52 points at 18,935. 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.412% today. Gold price is up $11.80 at $2,642.80. Silver price is down a nickel at $31.21. Crypto, let's see, Bitcoin is up just under $1,500 today, $94,378. Looks like the rest of the crypto market a little bit mixed. Ethereum's up, Solana's down, XRP is up a couple cents. Dogecoin remains unchanged at 39 cents today. President-elect Trump is expected to nominate Cantor Fitzgerald CEO Howard Lutnick for Secretary of Commerce. Lutnick is the co-chair of Trump's transition team. He'd been reportedly in competition with hedge fund manager Scott Bessent for the role of Treasury Secretary. Frontier Airlines is adding 16 new routes starting next year. The budget carrier is expanding in the U.S. and Caribbean at the same time that competitor Spirit Airlines is filing for bankruptcy. The new routes will be added in February and March in 21 different airports. Some families may not be getting the Christmas tree they want this year because of recent storms like Hurricane Helene. The storm impacted evergreen farms in North Carolina and East Tennessee, making some trees unavailable this year. Jim Sovine of Sovine's Christmas Trees says he's not able to get about 70% of the 14 and 15 foot tall trees he ordered because one of the farms he uses was hit particularly hard. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. because it's the same talking points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this one comes as a listener recommendation. So here we go. We'll see. Question of the day, 437-1620, frivolous topic of the day. You know how smell and taste are very closely connected, and you know you do the old pinch the nose test, and you can't tell an apple from a piece of potato. they ate a potato and thought it was an apple, because you got to be able to smell things in order to taste them properly. But it raises a question: what then should we make of food that smells horrible but tastes so good? 437-1620. What's your example of a food that you love, but you know objectively? Yeah, that's you. You walk into the house, you're like, oh, we're having that. I'm so excited to taste it and not smell it. That's the kind of food we're looking for today. So, Jake, do you have one for me? 437-1620. Foods that taste good but smell terrible.
Well, I'm going to have to go Dana Carvey on this one with broccoli.
Okay. Yeah, good. Broccoli, I love broccoli. Smells like somebody's foot died on the top of your stove. But
or somewhere else.
anywhere. But tastes so good. By the way, do you add anything to your broccoli? Do you, salt, lemon?
Just a little bit
cheese?
Of steak seasoning.
Oh, so all right. A little spice up. All right, fair enough. Broccoli is a good answer in this question. now, in my head, you know what I'm hearing. I'll get it for you before the segment's over. Meg, do you have one for me?
Yes.
No, turn on her mic. Hold on. There you go.
Yes, I do. I was just thinking about it. How about sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah.
Because you come, it smells horrible.
It does. Well,
but it tastes so good on a hot dog.
Anything based in cabbage.
Correct.
Right, kimchi. Isn't kimchi kind
kimchi,
of cabbage?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Fermented.
Regular cooked cabbage. These are things that, what's the word I want? They smell like hell.
Yeah, sauerkraut does not smell good, but boy, it tastes good, doesn't it?
They're hoping at one point that they can upgrade to smell as bad as broccoli. that would be like the ideal for your cabbage, but cabbage is so yummy. And like you say, sauerkraut is, of course, you know, fabulous, and that's, of course,
and even
driven.
Corned beef and cabbage.
And corned beef is another one. Look, I love corned beef. I love corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
Corned beef does not smell good.
No, it doesn't.
Corned beef smells horrid, and it stinks up the whole house when you cook it, and yet you put that in your mouth and all is forgiven.
It just melts in your mouth.
It is so tasty. Oh, where'd we go here? Whoops, that's not what I want. Nah, I'm clipping all the wrong things here. How about this one?
Chopping broccoli.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Chopping broccoli.
So emotional.
Chopping broccoli.
It's cooking broccoli. I think that's the problem, though. 843 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Question is, what tastes good but smells terrible? 437-1620. Okay, so I understand your answer, Texter. But I'm going to dispute your answer.
Uh-oh.
Brussels sprouts.
Ugh. They don't taste good either.
It's a fail, right? On both taste and smell.
Correct.
Yeah, no, it's a double fail. No. Now, look, don't fight me. I know you deranged weirdos with the recessive gene that think Brussels sprouts taste good. I know. And you'll say, well, you should try it with bacon and cheese and onions and salt. Yeah, you should try things that aren't Brussels sprouts. That's what you're saying, right? If you have to add all of that to make it digestible, it's the thing itself. Like, hey, this 2x4 is great with some bacon and cheese on top of it. Mm-hmm. No, it's the bacon and cheese, man. 437-1620. What am I smelling? Is that your coffee? You brought it. It's so pungent. What is it?
Speaking of smells, you're
our new salesperson. Yeah. What's your name? Get on the air.
Hey.
Heidi. Welcome,
pull
Heidi.
Mic there.
Heidi's like very first week working for News Radio. She's a salesperson. Welcome, Heidi. What is in your coffee? What flavor is that coffee?
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I'm smelling like somebody's hitting me in the face with a piece of pumpkin pie. And
ooh.
Anyway,
it tastes
good
and it smells good.
It's distractingly good. Yeah, so thanks for that. Did you bring enough for everybody? You don't have to. We're not communists.
Next time.
437-1620. Oh, this is a good one in the category. My favorite cheese is Limburger cheese,
ooh,
which smells like, you know, when the person on the plane takes off their shoe and hangs the sock over the back, that's what it smells like and tastes like it, by the way. You know, I don't know that I've... Have you ever had Limburger? I don't know that I've ever had Limburger.
I've never gotten past the smell.
I've had every kind of cheese I can name, and that's the only one I think I've never tried. So I'd be willing, because I love... Any stinky cheese is good. Blue is my favorite. Roquefort, any kind of blue cheese, I will eat
Brie
all of that.
Brie is kind of like that, when Brie cheese, because it has that outer coating. That,
right.
That, and so you kind of smell that, but it's so good.
It is genuinely so good. Let's take a break from the question of the day, which is foods that smell awful but really taste quite good. 437-1620, Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, I-10 is a mess this morning. I-10 westbound at exit 5, we have an accident causing backup there. And right now we're seeing, I think it's a semi-tractor trailer that is turned over on I-10 eastbound, and that's going to be between Pine Forest and the 9 Mile exits. I-10 westbound is just a mess right now. If you can avoid that, please do. North 9th Avenue and East Olive Road, still seeing a little bit of slowdown from a crash there earlier with roadblock. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road being cleared up. Highway 98 through Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdowns. And we've been talking about these CSX railroad improvements. We got Archer, El Camino, and Eden Lane off of Highway 29 in Cantonment. All of those are closed. Woodbury Circle is closed, but it does have a workaround. And we're thinking Beck's Lake Road is going to close as well. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know. 437-1620. Yeah, talking about cheese and all the stuff and coffee.
It's got you worked up. Yeah, you know, by the way, on the CSX rail, I already heard back from Rick Scott's office that their folks are going to give me some information and try to figure out if there's a way to animate. And I told him, look, I have no expectation. I don't expect to be able to make it better. But if we could just make it a little bit better for all the communities across the country that get affected by this, you know, that would be a win. Hey, if you're working on a home improvement project or you build things for a living or you're anywhere in between, Pensacola Hardware, they've got what you need. They can put you on a monthly schedule or a monthly bill, and so you don't have to send, you know, Jimmy with the credit card down to pick up the whatever it is you need. They can ship it to your job site. That saves you time. Convenience, certainly. They can give you guidance if you run into a problem that you can't solve. Whether, again, if you build things for a living, you run into problems. Or if you, you know, just have to put up a piece of, you know, wall repair, you may run into problems. And you can get good advice from them. They have been doing this since 1851, 173 years in business. The oldest business in the entire United States. 33 of the 46 presidents they have been in business for. Before the Civil War, before Levi's, like a long time. So there is this institutional knowledge that's built up where they can absolutely help you with whatever it is. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Back to the text messages about the question of the day, which is stinky foods that taste great. Collard greens. Yep. You'd never walked into a room where somebody was cooking collard greens and thought, oh, I want to eat that. But if you know the smell because you've eaten them before, you're like, oh, I want to eat that. Yes. Which, by the way, raises a question. The first person who ate
the first
cooked cabbage,
right,
or broccoli or collard greens or any of, you know, how did that happen?
I'm thinking that was their last resort before death.
I'm going to die if I don't eat these cooked Brussels sprouts. And then afterwards, like, man, I should have just let it go. Should have just passed away. No, but like, seriously, I don't know how these things, you know, how does somebody, if you look at blue cheese and don't know it's blue cheese and you don't think to yourself, man, I bet that's yummy. Never. You would never think that.
I've often thought that about a potato.
Oh, good one.
I mean, whose idea was it to dig that up? And it does not look edible.
I found something here in the ground. I can probably turn it into French fries.
I mean, it just doesn't look good at all.
It's
covered in
dirt
and those little white puffy things. And ugh.
Cabbage, turnips, collard, somebody says, fish sauce. Okay. No, you're right.
Okay, yeah, that's a great
one.
That's
a great example.
If you go and get pad thai from anywhere and they put just the littlest amount of extra fish sauce in there, too much.
It's ruined.
For days, you will taste that.
But the smell is also terrible. So it's good. Chitlins, somebody says. Okay, so chitlins is, you know, what poor people call, I can't think of it. The really high-end bacon. It's not bacon, but it's
pancetta.
Pork belly.
Pork
belly. Oh. Isn't chitlins just pork belly?
I'm not sure.
Okay, all right. So
I think it's the parts that you would normally throw away.
Well, yeah, but if you cook them right, they're super yummy, and they don't
liver and onions is not
liver and onions. Yeah, somebody said that. Liver stinks. Oh, and it tastes awful, too. Well, yeah, I mean, there are times. Gorgonzola cheese, the stinkier, the better, right? Buttermilk. Oh, buttermilk. And buttermilk is a good example of one that tastes awful, but great when you cook with it. Mm. It's
That's
best.
True.
You can't make
that
waffles and pancakes without buttermilk
biscuits.
Or biscuits.
That's right. True.
But you know, my mom used to drink buttermilk, and I used to No, I don't. Because how can you tell when it's bad? You can't. It's, that's when milk goes bad, it starts tasting like buttermilk. 437, 1620. Somebody's fish sauce, oysters. Other one cut. Oysters? They smell that much.
Maybe so fresh out of the water.
I'm not an oyster fan, so I'm not a big. Parmesan cheese, that doesn't taste bad. Okay, now I'm confused by some of these answers. When you pop open the leftover container of deviled eggs. Oh, no, hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. Mm.
Smell
eggs.
Horrible.
Eggs.
Taste yummy. And by the way, the leftover deviled eggs, you should not eat those.
No.
That will never be good. It'll taste like it smells. Corned beef hash, yes, covered that, absolutely. Chitlins, boiled eggs. Chitlins are the intestines of pigs, right? Sardines. But you got to presume that you like the taste of them. And then feta cheese.
Feta's a little strong. Blue cheese would take over that.
Okay, I'm with you on that. All right,
feta is pretty strong.
Any last entries, Meg?
No, I think I'm good. I'm not going to eat breakfast now.
By the way, the reverse one, I only came up with one in reverse. We're not going to do that one today, but I kind of one in reverse, which is things that smell amazing but taste terrible, cigars.
Yes.
Cigars. Because if it smells terrible and tastes terrible, nobody eats it.
Whiskey.
You know, how does that happen? 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or, you know, just too much fish oil sauce, I don't know anyway, you can fix that with Barberry Plumbing. They'll come out. They'll take care of the job. They'll tell you the price before they do it, so it's based on the job itself, not based on the time it takes. Or they'll fix your fix. I had to do that, and they were great. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Both sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welly, 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 welly. well. To what do I owe the extreme pleasure of this surprising visit?
But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No use for me.
And no, I'm not going to let it get to the part. Yes, I am. Of course I am. You know what makes me super happy? I wasn't doing it because I was, but all four of us in here were doing it.
Yeah.
And I knew Jake would because he's a drummer, but, you know, Meg and Heidi doing it, that's great. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're ever around a group of people and that comes on and they don't air drum, leave. You probably found yourself into a very dangerous cult. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Yeah, he's my hero.
Or young people, either way.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Collins is definitely my hero. A balding, older gentleman that plays drums that everybody loves, this one
lick. Why do you relate
to
him at all?
I don't know. I don't know why. all right, so looking at our traffic right now, I-10 is just a mess. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile. Very
that's
slow.
Sorry, that's me.
Yeah, cool. And let's see.
Facebook.
I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile is very slow from an earlier accident. And I-10 westbound starting at exit 5. We have an accident from earlier causing backup there. The one that is the worst one, though, is the I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile. That is actually a semi-tractor trailer that has flipped over, and they have now they're routing traffic around off of that. So if you can avoid that area, please do. North 9th Avenue, East Olive Road, we have a crash with roadblock causing a little bit of slowdown still. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. And, of course, going through Highway 29 in Cantonment, we got those CSX railroad closures. That's going to be Archer, El Camino, Eden Lane, and now Woodbury Circle with a workaround. And we're also looking at Bex Lake Road. So fun stuff. Yeah, yeah. 437-1620 is our traffic tip line. I'm Jake Walker.
Okay, can I just take 2 seconds and complain about Facebook?
Yes,
because, like, what happened there is I had a notification. So-and-so commented on your post, and I wanted to see what the comment was. Well, it was a video, so the video comes up, automatic sound on.
Right.
How is it that you can have this massively successful company and yet 100% of the time, if I want the sound default on, you've got it off. And if I want it off, you've got it on. Like, you know, when I'm scrolling, sound on, back play, you know, like they couldn't possibly get this more wrong every single time. Mm-hmm. Also, don't get me started on the, I'm typing out an ordinary word in the post. And suddenly it wants to tag something that, what is, that's connected to nothing. What are you doing?
Right.
I certainly don't want to. And yet it tries to make it. Stop making my life so easy, Harb. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take great care of you. And, you know, what do you want in a realtor? You want somebody who's personable, outgoing, hardworking, gets the job done, solves the problems, anticipates the problems before their problems and solves them without you knowing it, can handle new problems if they come up, can get you a good price buying or selling, right? And just somebody who knows. Like, you want a realtor, you don't want the realtor like, I think I know better than they do. No, you want the realtor like, oh man, they really know. I'll give you an example. 5 years ago, if you had sold a house and somebody had said to you, I'm willing to buy your house, but you're going to have to put a new roof on it, you would have laughed at him. Today, I mean, that's real. Or the air conditioning or the water heater. Like, the water heater is 11 years old. Maybe you can't get that home insured. What? Yeah, no, that's the stuff that's going on right now because home insurance is so crazy in Florida. So having a good real estate agent who can guide you when you're taking offers that, yeah, no, that's normal nowadays. Or no, you really don't have to do that. That's what you want. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158. Thanks to Jake again for being in here today. Heidi, welcome to the team. It's good to have you. Way to turn her mic off, Jake. That's well done. no, it's okay. It's good. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.